Joining us from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis is meteorologist Alexander McGinnis. And Alex, we got a big week coming up this week with a winter weather event heading our way. What can you tell us about that?
Sure. Well, we're going to have a complex, long-duration storm system that's going to bring precipitation to central Indiana, actually to pretty much the whole Midwest, starting here, moving in late in the day on Tuesday as rain when it starts, and then finally departing the area probably sometime late in the day or early evening Thursday, and probably by that point as snow for all folks. In between late Tuesday and late Thursday, we're going to transition from rain to snow, starting in the northwest and eventually reaching the southeast. How that transition happens and the exact timing and the exact location is left to be seen, but it does appear that it's going to be a very moist system that could have moderate to at times heavy precipitation, and the threat of significant ice and snowfall certainly exists for much of the area.
Can you break down which parts of the state do you think we'll see which? Like, which parts do you think we'll see the most rain or freezing rain or snow from north to south?
Sure. Well, I guess, like I said, there's low confidence on details, but it's fair to say that greater chances of snow across northern Indiana, even sort of the northern counties in central Indiana, greater chances of rain across the south, down towards the Ohio Valley, and the best chance of, I guess, prolonged periods of mix or ice would be sort of in that central part of Indiana, maybe along and I guess a little bit north of the I-70 corridor is where we're expecting the greatest chance of having a longer duration of mixed precipitation.
What are the temperatures and wind chills also supposed to be like during this?
Sure. So actually, it's going to be, for the first time in a while, it's going to be pretty nice here in the next couple of days going into the storm, but it looks like temperatures on Tuesday, ahead of when the weather gets dicey, will probably have a high near 50 on Tuesday. Temperatures will then, you know, fall through the middle of the week. Temperatures will be falling through the 40s into the 30s on Wednesday, and we're expecting by the time they get to Thursday, which would be the end of the end part of the winter storm, probably have high temperatures in the mid-20s to low 30s across most areas during the day Thursday, and then quite cold after the storm ends going into end of the week, the weekend. Wind chills, not horrible, given that temperatures aren't going to be as bitterly cold as they've been. The winds, you know, there could be some breezes, especially towards the end of the event, that, you know, moderate breezes, nothing we are not nothing that's too crazy with the wind, but the wind chills could be dropping as low as, we'll say, 20 Wednesday night and around maybe 10 or even to the single digits Thursday night, especially north of I-70. And you could even have wind chills getting close down to zero or even the single digits below zero by Friday morning as the storm pulls out.
All right. And what should people be doing in terms of taking precautions to get ready for this winter weather storm?
Sure. Well, I guess the best thing right now is, you know, if you have to do any traveling Wednesday through Thursday, certainly, you know, prepare to make some alternate plans in the event that this storm does materialize to its full potential and we see, you know, impacts where travel is either not advised or not possible, which is certainly could be the case. Keep in mind, there shouldn't be any impacts, at least in central Indiana, until very early on Wednesday. And even then, that would just be probably starting by dawn Wednesday in the upper Wabash Valley. But keep in mind, you know, things will likely deteriorate from north to south during the day Wednesday, and conditions could be pretty nasty Wednesday night into Thursday. So just keep that in mind if you have to do any traveling at those times.
Gotcha. He is meteorologist Alexander McGinnis from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis. Alex, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
No problem.